This is Press Conference Extra. I am Andy Heaton. This is the third attempt at this. Let's just go with it. Whatever happens, just roll with it. Joined by Neil Jones and Neil Atkinson ahead of the Merseyside Derby, in which Jürgen Klopp has just given his press conference about an hour or so ago, ahead of Jürgen's actual last Goodison Derby, last Derby, Merseyside Derby in his 10th year at the club. Press conference opened up now, naturally, you know, given how these things go. He was asked about the Derby and the importance of it and, you know, the significance of it and whether he thought about it was the last one. And Jürgen, being typical Jürgen, kind of just backed away from it a little bit and tried to, you know, made it just sound like any other game, which is sensible. But what he did say was, when I first came here, you know, I was told it was a big game. But then in my head, it wasn't. It didn't really feel that big. And then the longer I've been here, I've realised how intense it is and how big it is. Bigs are all up, then goes, but no, not really. No.
Well, he's a strange. Strange in that regard, because he sort of he makes a lot of success from injecting emotion into games that shouldn't have it, shouldn't he? And then there's one that naturally does have it, and he seems like his determination is always to take away from it. You know, I don't think he's ever really embroiled himself in anything. You know, I can't think of any flashpoints with Jürgen and Evan. Maybe the ball boy was the one, wasn't it? But that was not him really. But you know, you think of like Rafa, obviously. You know, had that famous
well,
one.
Well, he nearly had a Rafa today. Did you get onto it?
I didn't, know.
He nearly did have a Rafa. Like, I feared
smaller clubs,
I feared
or
for a minute. No, he was talking about, because he was talking about big atmospheres, and he referenced Newcastle, he referenced Man United, talking about Everton, big atmosphere, and then he said smaller stadium, and for half a second I was like,
yeah.
And then he kind of just dissipated
in the wind.
Well, so was Rafa, but you know, like the trouble he got into. But yeah, anyway, go ahead.
But yeah, he hasn't had those kind of, you know, I've never really felt like Jürgen sort of, he's never needed to sort of to score points in that regard, you know, with it, or even just rub it in. I know there was a couple of little moments where you think of him laughing at Lucas taking a shot against Everton. That was
one of his early
that
ones.
That was his first derby, yeah. I think, yeah, 2016. Of course, yeah, he ran on the pitch when he scored, but that wasn't him. There was no Everton angle to that. That was the goal almost, wasn't it? But I think it is interesting that he does do that, and I wonder what I want from Liverpool tomorrow in the game, if you like. I wonder whether I want them to take that emotion out of it, or whether I actually think having it quite emotional and a bit wild might actually suit Liverpool, in the sense of, because they're better at it than Everton are, and actually an emotion-free game that has the tendency to drift could be where Liverpool come unstuck.